You know, I told you that that this was the number one day of service in the country now in the on the calendar, and it's because of, you know, companies like Dolly's Roofing. These are folks who are civic minded. They have an eye for their communities. They serve organizations and businesses that are giving back by volunteering to put a roof over their heads in an effort to train their employees. It's a good way to kill two birds with one stone, or as PETA would like us to say, to feed two birds with one scone. We do that with Dolly's Roofing. They're good at this, man. And listen, when you see the job that they do on your roof for your home or your business, Anderson, Greenville, Highway 11, Western North Carolina, Northeast Georgia, anywhere you can hear the sound of my voice, they can do that for you. You're going to know those roofers are well-trained. And then when you figure out how and why they were trained that well, it's going to make you even happier, even more satisfied with choosing to employ the Dolly's Difference. To learn more, go to dollysroofing.com. Ben, I have an embarrassing amount of potential plays this week. After what I did, I was disciplined last week in the OO Bank. And what did it get me, Ben? It got me 1-4-1 with a 56-3 loss where Ohio State covers 50.5 with a touchdown with just a couple minutes left against Ball State. It gives me SMU outgaining Florida State approximately 1,200-7 and somehow only winning by 3. It gave me Tennessee Tech being the first team ever not to cover a 40-plus point spread against Kirby Smart. It gave me nothing. So I am back to undisciplined, reckless, and out of touch with reality on this board.
And why wouldn't you be? You know, I mean, we're playing with funny money. It's not real.
I still don't like when my fake numbers go down.
And I really
I don't like that.
I know, I'm that way too. I know what we're doing when you hit zero. If you hit zero, excuse me. If you hit zero, I know what we're doing.
I'm on pace to get there by Halloween. This is not fun, okay?
We're going to give you the opportunity. We're going to give you a $1,000 challenge when you hit zero. But you have to complete that challenge in order to get the 1,000 back.
Oh, man. Oh, this is good. This is really good. I might pursue zero now. Just,
you know,
for benefit.
Once you get to 500, if you – I keep saying the wrong thing, Quark. If you were to get to 500 or less, I'll put it out there and give you the option even.
Oh, so I can preemptively strike.
Yes. And then then you can continue to be reckless.
Okay.
You're talking about last week's game. What about last night's game? And I'm glad I stayed away from it. You know, yesterday, listen, zero doubt in my mind Miami was going to win comfortably over Florida A&M. But I did express some concern about a shortened week for them playing on a Thursday after playing on a Friday on the West Coast and the travel and all that stuff. They probably are all in the training room today because of running up and down the field. They in the first three quarters, 21-28-28. I mean, it's hard to score 28 points in a quarter.
Yes.
77-7 last night.
Woo!
Darian Mensah had one incomplete pass. One. 14 of 15.
They look frightening. That game is coming quickly. It was so bad that they did a running clock and shortened the fourth quarter.
I stopped watching, and my son like texted me. He's like, "Are you still watching this?" He said, "You better hurry because they're trying to get this over as fast as they can."
You know, I was watching the game in Melbourne last night, the NFL game, and I was stunned the 49ers put it on the Rams like that. I really was. But it's amazing that both the football games last night, the backup quarterbacks are getting work. And in Miami's case, it was, you know, multiple backup quarterbacks getting work. But you're right. Miami looks like a total cheat code. Hey, we hadn't really even talked about the how we did in the bank last week, and the people deserve it. You went 4-4-1. That's very well done, sir. I really liked your BC Cincinnati under. That was probably my favorite thing that I wish that I did on your board, and it worked to perfection. So you got that one. You hit Northern Illinois, Iowa, even though it took Northern Illinois not scoring to get that. Props to you for that. You correctly picked that one. Alabama, you laid 27.5 with East Carolina, and you won that one. Youngstown State, Kentucky, under 61.5. I don't know what possessed you to do that, but props on it. It hit pretty easily. And then some losses, South Dakota State plus 12.5. That was probably the correct number and the correct side, but Northwestern ends up winning by 19, I think, was the final there. Kent State, South Carolina, under. Again, that game was much better for South Carolina than anybody could have thought. VMI plus 55.5. I love that you did the Ben Milstead official take the big number for no reason, just because it's huge. And James Franklin, well, he heard what you said about him, and I think he took it personal, Ben. And then Houston minus 21 against Oregon State. I almost took it myself. That should have been a red flag to you. Do you have any regrets? Anything you wish you hadn't done? Anything you're glad you did last minute from last week?
Well, I'm trying to open it up because I have to prove to Google that I am who I say I am.
Oh.
You know, I don't know. I just opened this like what? 30 minutes ago.
What happened? What are you doing, Google? This is unbelievable. I will say this.
I tell you, the most surprising one to me, I took SMU minus 3 at Florida State. Just a push there. That actually is the most surprising thing to me. And SMU played like butt.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and they still won by 3. But I don't you think SMU looks considerably better tomorrow?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. After a game, I think they do. That is a weird line. I almost took it. They're like, it's like a mid-20s, like 24.5, 25.5, 26.5 with UC Davis tomorrow. Almost laid them. Even though they could very easily do what they did last week and gag it away with turnovers and weirdness and, you know, and end up not covering. I am not changing my process a lot, Ben, and that might seem – you might would say, quote, you're an idiot because you're 1-5-1 against the number in week 0 and week 1. But, you know, you look under the hood, James Madison, there was never a doubt. It was close, but there was never a doubt. Never at any point in that game did I think Liberty was going to cover that. Ball State was the right side. Sorry, they were the right side. I'd do it again. I'd take the points again. SMU, I'd take it again, and I'd take that over again. It got to 51 even with the weirdness. I would take both of those things again, the push and the loss. I should not have taken Tennessee Tech plus 48. Or Tennessee State, whoever it was that played Georgia, should never have done that. Hawaii plus 3, that was bad. TCU minus 7.5, bad. I feel like I earned 3 L's of the 6 that I've got, so or the 5 I've gotten so far.
Yeah, I look back at it, like 2 of them were big number games, South Carolina, Kent State, and then VMI, Virginia Tech. I don't have any issues with my logic on that. I mean, week 1, you're taking a big number with teams that offense struggled last year. And in one case, you got a new head coach on top of that. And you got to cover 55.5. I mean, that's a huge number. Yeah, and they just blew by that. So, anyway, I'll take that for week 1, as crazy as football is right now.
All right, I don't think we disagree on any picks. We don't disagree on anything. We are in agreement on one game, and it is my favorite pick of the week, and it might be your favorite pick of the week too. We'll have to see. Oklahoma minus 4.5 at Michigan. I'm not getting this, Ben. They didn't score on Western Michigan last week. They didn't score on Oklahoma last year. Why am I thinking that Bryce Underwood is going to move the ball at all whatsoever against Brent Venables in this game?
See, I'm with you on that, and I'm actually playing the line and the total on this. It's 43.5. For two teams that are defensive-minded teams, and I don't know what I'm going to – I'm looking at this thinking, okay, maybe I get 17 points from Michigan. And that's being generous, I think. Because it's either going to be Bryce Underwood, who is just, I mean, he's toast right now. It's either Underwood or it's a first-time starting quarterback facing a Brent Venables defense. That's generally not a good recipe for high numbers.
No.
So I don't know what Oklahoma's putting up. I'm looking at it more from the Michigan standpoint. 17, I really think, is generous. So, you know, meanwhile, it is, you are going to the big house. That's, you have to factor that in. And I am by taking the under.
I'm a little nervous about this. Public money is all over Oklahoma, but this line has gone down, which means that sharps and the big money bettors are on Michigan here.
Yeah, the line was taken off the board earlier today, and I don't know why. I assume it is because of uncertainty at quarterback for Michigan. But if sharps are taking Michigan here, you would think it would be, you know, it would have gone the opposite. That worries me.
It does worry me a little bit that the bookmakers maybe know something, that somebody's know something. Here's what I don't understand, though. What is my logic on the Michigan side of this? Bryce Underwood, Kyle Whittingham said that basically he's not guaranteed to keep starting. And Underwood's responses to that were basically dismissive and flippant at the podium. I don't know what I'm supposed to believe about that. I don't know how short that leash is on Underwood. And even if it's a long leash, honestly, the longer the leash is, the more the under intrigues me. My concern is if you put in the backup, Lloyd Carr's grandson, I think, is the backup, maybe. Somebody like that. Mm-hmm. I think that's right. Maybe it's not. No, CJ Carr's Lloyd Carr's grandson. Maybe it's a different person. Anyway, somebody named Carr is a backup. And, we could have two pick sixes. It could be a 2014 Clemson Georgia Tech situation where, you know, Oklahoma's not scoring but on defense, and all of a sudden you get up over that number. That variance kind of scares me. But how is Michigan – look, even if Oklahoma doesn't score, how is Michigan moving it?
Tommy Carr is who you're thinking about.
Tommy Carr.
And Tommy Carr, Chase Herbstreit.
Okay.
Is there. Braden Fowler Nicolosi from Colorado State. And actually, I forgot about him. He is, I believe he's technically the backup. He had 7,000 yards career passing. He's a fifth-year guy.
He's very good. Very good.
So it would not be a first-time starter. Doesn't change anything for me.
Right.
Really doesn't.
That's right. I feel like this requires Reggie. We're in agreement on this.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
That's a pick. That's a pick. Pick
up, knocked down.
I love it. I love it. Mel Karakit says, thankful I can still bet against you this year. You know what? A lot of sharps agree this week on Oklahoma, Michigan. We'll talk about some other games. A couple Clemson questions as well have come in on the Adams Curving text line. We'll get to that and more right after this.
Want to stay up to date with everything the Roar has to offer?
Follow us on social media
at The Roar FM
so you never miss a live show or event.
The Roar, where the upstate sounds off.
Let me tell you how you can benefit South Carolina students, South Carolina teachers, South Carolina institutions, classrooms, institutes of higher learning. You can do it by playing a lottery. South Carolina Education Lottery. Those proceeds go directly into the hands of students. I'm a direct beneficiary of that as somebody who attended Clemson on the back of a Palmetto Fellow scholarship. I've had family members that got life scholarships, and I know lots of people who have had Hope scholarships, and those are things that are funded directly by South Carolina Education Lottery proceeds. There's just nothing like the benefit of a college education to lift up a family, to lift up a community, to lift up a county, to lift up the state. And that money staying local is a huge win for South Carolina. To learn more on how you can benefit and how you can play, seeducationlottery.com/BETTER and the letter U.
Whether it's kickoff, tip-off, or face-off.
Score! 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Trust me, if they could do planes and trains, they would. In the meantime, Pendleton Tire Company does automobiles, trucks, and SUVs with trusted service on tires, lift kits, brakes, wheel alignments, and custom accessories for nearly 55 years. Pendleton Tire Company has taken care of generation after generation. Now it's your turn to discover why folks trust the team at Pendleton Tire Company. Open weekdays from 8 to 5, the Pendleton Tire Company on Mechanic Street in Pendleton. PendletonTire.com.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers and Haywood Mall? Let's start with a state-of-the-art 21st century showroom. Add to that an elegant selection of Swiss watches for him and an exquisite portfolio of diamonds for her. Need more? Award-winning sales professionals providing world-class customer service. All backed by a family-owned company in business for nearly 80 years. Just a few great reasons to shop Reed's Jewelers. Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Ever tried calling an insurance company after a wreck or work injury? Press 1 for confusion, press 2 for excuses, press 3 to never speak to a human again. I'm Trey Mills with the Tramlin Mills Law Firm, and we don't play those games. If you've been injured, we take on the insurance company so you don't have to. You focus on the healing, and we'll handle the headaches. Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at TramlinMills.com. We don't let them mess around and get away with it.
Fall is here, and so is football season. Score big with Harbin Lumber for your next remodel project or custom build. We offer a full service of installed products such as cabinets, screen porches, railings, and garage doors. Give us a call or find us on the web at harbinlumber.com. We would love the opportunity to help you achieve the dreams that you want for your home. Visit harbinlumber.com or call us at 706-356-4300 and let us show you how we can help with your vision. Go Tigers!
Every business around here is built on hard work. Upcountry Fiber is here to make sure your technology is just as solid. We show up for you every day with fiber internet that keeps you moving, managed IT that keeps your systems running smoothly, business phones that keep you connected, and security cameras watching over everything you've built. We're local, we're responsive, and we care about your business and its success. Visit upcountryfiber.com/business to get started.
Football season is here, and there's nothing better than cheering on your favorite team in the comfort of your home with your family and friends. At Fort Hill Natural Gas, we're here to make your game day even better. From firing up the grill for those perfect burgers and brats to keeping everyone warm when the sun goes down, natural gas is your MVP. It's fast, reliable, and always ready to fuel your fun. Make sure your next game day gathering is the best one yet with Fort Hill Natural Gas. Visit FHNGA.com today and score big on savings.
We are here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Eric, anything to prevent pine beetles?
The most important thing we can do is to preventatively spray our trees. We're going to spray the bottom 8 feet of that tree because those bugs don't fly very well. They just bump into things and climb up and then they kill the tree. So a preventative spray, what we call a borer spray, because these are boring insects, depends on where you are, how bad the infestation is, but up to 7 times a year to spray to keep those bugs out.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
You and your family are invited to a hidden gem in the upstate, Southern Weaving Food Hall. Along the Doodle Trail at 210 Fern Street in Easley, Southern Weaving Food Hall offers a variety of homemade, chef-inspired dining choices for lunch and dinner. Doodle Noodle, Burger Lab, Home Slice Pizza, and Mac Daddy Chicken, along with the Southern Weaving Tap House and the Ice Cream Factory. There's something for all ages. Flavors designed for every appetite. Southern Weaving Food Hall, where food meets fun.
Slash $400 off any new HVAC system installation. Whether you need a central AC, heat pump, furnace, or ductless mini split, our engineer-owned team has you covered. Mention this special upon booking your free HVAC estimate at BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Your preferred Armstrong Air contractor.
Blue Ridge Heating and Air.
Engineered Comfort Solutions.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $3 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-684-2297. 800-684-2297. 800-684-2297.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Out of Bounds, where no stat is left untouched.
Nerd alert!
If you want to geek out about sports,
join Qualk and Van from noon to 3 p.m. every day right here on The Roar,
where the upstate sounds off.
All right, hour number two continues. We're about at the halfway point. 654-ROAR on the Pratt Injury Lawyers phone line. Adams and Co-Roofing text line. This hour brought to you by our very good friends at Tiger Diagnostics Lab. Dr. Ted Swan and his team, they have stepped into the void to create a better situation for parents and a better situation for doctors. Let me tell you something. I love talking to Ted because he understands the relationship doctors need to have with their patients, and he understands where that might lack because of systemic things that can be fixed. And he's not willing to sit idly by and just let that happen or be passive about it. He took an active role in making sure that doctors and patients have access to results quicker. So when you get your blood panel done at your doctor's office, Tiger Diagnostics can run that panel from Piedmont so it never leaves the state, and then you get that result, you get that information in the hands of your doctor and you, the patient, you know, within a day and not weeks and not, you know, waiting to figure out did the doctor see it or not. You don't have to do that anymore with Tiger Diagnostics. This is great for creating jobs in the upstate and throughout South Carolina, and it's great for doctors and patients alike, and you can take advantage right now. Find out how at TigerDiagnosticsLab.com. Ben, we've gotten a couple questions about Clemson. I do have a couple thoughts on this game, okay? By the way, vote on our poll, theroarfam.com/polls, the Roar mobile app, click the poll tab. I just want to know what color your section's wearing. They're doing the Stripe the Valley with the helmet stripe, orange, white, or purple. This will be our Tiger pregame show poll question tomorrow, brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. Get in on it now, though. I want to know where people are sitting and what you're wearing. Been a couple things about this game that I've been thinking about. The majority of folks in our contest picked Georgia Southern to cover plus 20.5, okay? I don't think anybody thinks Georgia Southern is going to win. But there are a couple of reasons why I actually didn't even struggle that much with this pick. Number one is this. I was thinking about the synergy between, like, does this feel more like App State or does it feel more like Troy? In my opinion, it doesn't actually feel like either of those games. You know, you have some people who, in fact, we've gotten a text or two today that said this is like the Troy game last year. Well, I kind of disagree because what happened in Tiger Stadium last week was way more embarrassing than what happened at home against LSU. Way more embarrassing. You totally pantsed all week. Laughingstock of college football kind of stuff. Way, way different. It's also different from App State in that the last time you kind of got your tail handed to you on the road or away from home, you came back home with a very defined personnel group, a very defined offense, and a system from a coordinator that had been there a year before, and you hung 66 on an App State team that ended up being not very good. I don't think either one of those is true. I'm not sure I can look at that and say, you know what, I like the App State comparison in game number two, or I like the Troy comparison in game number two. I just think there are way different questions and more questions than either of those games. What are your thoughts on that, Ben?
I don't think we need a comparison. We don't have to have a comparison. And if you think about it, thankfully there's not a comparison because you've not ever lost like you lost last week. You've gone through some bad weeks after bad losses. Not like this week, folks. Not like this week. Not with new quarterbacks on top of that.
Well,
not with questions on both lines of scrimmage. I don't think there is a comp, thankfully. And I don't need there to be.
That's right. Now, the reason why I bring that up is because you're going to have to show me, you're going to have to prove to me that something can stick offensively. Like, somebody's got to get better offensively. And if you're asking me who's the leading candidate, man, I don't have a clue. There's nothing, not one snap that I can point to and say, you know what, that offense showed me in that rep that they can be better this week. It's going to have to be some unit is going to have to step way beyond what they did last week to prove it to me that they can actually, you know, flex their muscles or get right in a get right spot or whatever terminology you want to use here.
There are many that look at a game like tomorrow and will say you can't learn anything, you can't take anything away from a game like tomorrow. In this instance, I disagree for this reason. First, if it's close, then you do learn something. But even if it's not close, I will be paying attention to Chad Morris specifically. And, you know, maybe Tom Allen a little less, but I think what happened last week caught them off guard. And now you know, you have a better feel for your talent level. You have a better feel for what you can and cannot do. And I think tomorrow is an opportunity for Chad Morris to do some of the things he used to do, where you scheme to your advantage and you scheme away from your where you're weak. So I would expect them to show more than they would normally want to show in a game like this.
I think they need to.
And that's exactly my point. I think they need to. I think we need to see the creativity with Chris Johnson Jr. And we need to see you set a foundation for this offense. 49 snaps last week, and half of those with pressure in your quarterback's face. You never really could do that. I think we need to tomorrow to start to get a glimpse of a possible identity for this offense.
No question. To me, the first question we do need to answer, and we had a question about this basically asking, will we know who the starting quarterback is? Honestly, in my opinion, we got to at least be closer. You can't come out of this feeling similar to the way you felt last week, which is, you know, somebody's going to win a war of attrition. And if we're being honest, that's what it sounded like. When I came on the air last week, and when Dabo Swinney said that Chris Vervezina won the job, and the first thing that he said about the competition last Tuesday was that Tate Reynolds had a couple disastrous days. And he said that before he talked about how well Vezina was playing. That's kind of like, I don't know, Freudian slip. I don't know what terminology you want to use there. But I think that is the characterization. It's like Vezina won the job because Reynolds fell off. It wasn't that Vezina ascended. We don't need to feel like, well, Tate Reynolds could win a battle of attrition where the other guy fades. Or Christopher Vezina can win a battle of attrition where the other guy fades. A successful week is you can see a path where one of these guys is closer to taking the job this week. Or you know what? If both of them play well, which I think is probably the least likely scenario, if you want to know the truth, like both guys are going to show up and light it on fire, but there's a chance that that happens, then at least we have some positive things. We're not just waiting for one guy to lose the job. We need to see a case for at least one guy to win the job, not because, well, he's younger or because he's more experienced or whatever, but because we saw him in this game make some plays.
Yeah, and I think you would expect both of them to play better because I don't know if they could play any worse and remain in a starting type role. I expect them to both look better. And I'm not a fan of the two quarterback system, but I actually would not be shocked if we see that here for a while until such time as there is some separation, and hopefully there is some separation at some point. On the defensive side, you've got to stop the run tomorrow. And you were terrible at that last week. Absolutely terrible. And you're going way down in competition. If you still have issues consistently stopping the run tomorrow, next week is going to be entertaining.
You know, I think, and I'm putting a lot here. I'm putting a lot out there. I was disappointed that Chad Morris and Tom Allen didn't have more answers built in last week. And Ben, it goes to your point. I think everybody sort of got knocked off kilter by the way that last week went, whether you think that it's just a snowball effect and it got away, or whether you think that it was just a pummeling man for man, blow for blow. It's clear there weren't enough answers built into the game plan on either side of the ball to deal with the issues that arose. I am putting this week stopping the run directly on Tom Allen's shoulders because I don't think the players are good enough to consistently stop the run if it's not being schemed. You know what I do think, and this will be a shift, and this will be a great acknowledgement, is that Tom Allen, in his whole coaching career, has loved to play man coverage on the outside and to run fit the crap out of it. He, at Indiana, where he's not recruiting four-star linebackers, he had linebackers filling gaps perfectly against the run. They stopped the run with linebackers in the gaps because the defensive linemen just filled their holes and did their assignment, and he schemed it. And I think he schemed it because he could trust his corners. You can trust your corners. I think you can trust your corners from the outset of a game. Cover one with man-to-man on the outside, put a safety in the box. I'm doing what Colorado did to Georgia Tech, honestly. We're going to get eight in the box, and we're going to dare you. We're going to do that. Let's go to Clark in Greenwood, who's up with us next. 654-ROAR is the number. More of this on the other side. Hey, Clark.
Afternoon, guys.
What's going on?
Nothing, just my thoughts and prayers go out to all the victims, first responders, everything that happened 25 years ago. It was a long time ago, but still in my mind. And I was talking to Ben earlier, and just it was a day that we'll never forget. And I wish our government would make this a national holiday because it deserves it more than any.
Yes.
Agreed.
So, but anyway, to get the football, I mean, you stack the box against Georgia Southern tomorrow night. The quarterback for Georgia Southern can throw the football. And I hope our secondary is as good as everybody says it is, or potentially it is. But, I mean, you're at the point with Clemson's program, I know they lack talent, but the point you got to tell the guys, look here. You got to test a manhood. I mean, it's a gut check right now. Do we want to play football, or we just want to sit back and just get beat every weekend? And if Georgia Southern beats Clemson, it's all-time low Clemson. But anyway, I'm hoping they get it together this weekend. You got to flush that loss last weekend, move forward. I'm thinking a 38-10, 38-14 game, hopefully. And we'll see what carries on. Love the show, guys.
Thanks very much, Clark. Appreciate the phone call. Totally agree with sentiments on 9/11, too. We never did it for Pearl Harbor, so I get that. But like I say, people are taking the day anyway for service. You might as well. All right, more on the Clemson game coming up. More on some of the bigger games are Bennett Equipment and Supply Pick'em Contest as well. We'll get to that on the other side. Hour 2 continues next.
Scrolling again? Well, you might as well follow us while you're at it. Find The Roar on X, Instagram, and TikTok at The Roar FM to get even more content from all your favorite hosts. The Roar, where every day is game day.
Phoenix Center is a great group of folks. What they do in the Upstate is they help young people become better decision makers. And they do that by empowering parents to help equip young people to be better decision makers. It can be hard. It can be tricky to talk to your kids about alcohol, drugs, and vaping. And they're harmful to young people. We need young people to abstain from those behaviors. And increasingly, young people are abstaining from alcohol, drugs, and vaping. In fact, the average high school student now, according to data, doesn't consume alcohol or consume drugs or vape, and that's good. But we can always do more, and we need to make sure that parents have the tools to be able to talk to their kids, because it's hard to talk to your kids about anything, much less the stuff that really matters, that nobody really wants to have to talk about. That's where the Phoenix Center comes in, with tips and tricks and conversation starters to weave these themes naturally into the conversations you're already able to have with your kid, with your teen. There's stuff in there for vendors and for people who have access to young people, pastors and coaches and all those types of people, so that we're all on the same page. PhoenixCenter.org. Check under resources. Do that today.
We got buzzer beaters, walk-offs,
and Hail Mary.
To the house!
105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Listen up, South Carolina. Football is here, and so is DraftKings. The DraftKings Sports app is now live in all 50 states. And this September, DraftKings is giving customers the opportunity to get boosted every football game day, all month long. DraftKings customers can get a profit boost on select football games. One app, every sport, all 50 states. New DraftKings customers sign up with the code 1055THEROAR. Spend just $5 and get 200 in total rewards within 21 days. Includes all markets. That's code 1055THEROAR. In partnership with DraftKings, the crown is yours. Event trading offered by DraftKings Predictions, a CFTC-registered futures commission merchant. Trading involves risk of loss. Market availability varies. Eligibility restrictions apply. $50 in non-withdrawable prediction dollars issued every 7 days via click-to-claim for 21 days. Prediction dollars expire in 1 year. One football boost per customer. Maximum trade limits and restrictions apply. Tokens expire at the end of the final game each day with an offer. Nationwide based on sportsbook, predictions, and or free-to-play sports contest availability. Varies by state. Terms at dkng.co/offer.
Roof damage rarely announces itself before causing serious trouble. A single missing shingle today can quickly lead to ceiling leaks, damaged installation, and costly repairs down the road. Catching minor issues early can save thousands of dollars. That's where Joe Robertson and Son Roofing comes in. When property owners call their team, they receive clear, honest feedback and establish local experts, not a pushy sales pitch for a full replacement that might not even be necessary. If a simple repair is all that's needed, that's exactly what they'll recommend. Since 1965, the Robertson family has taken pride in keeping upstate roofs strong, leak-free, and built to last. Homeowners shouldn't wait for a small leak to become a major headache. Trust the experts who have put quality and integrity first for over 60 years. Call Joe Robertson & Son Roofing, 864-246-0886, or visit robertsonroofing.net.
Planning your next getaway? We've got good news. Breeze Airways now has nonstop flights to 10 destinations from GSP International Airport, including three new cities, Columbus, Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio, and Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Enjoy Breeze's low fares, flexible and friendly change policies, and convenient nonstop service. Book your next trip from GSP International Airport today at flybreeze.com. That's flybreeze.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, Mickey Plowler here.
I know you'd do anything for a win on game day.
And an ice-cold Bud Light.
Because whether you're tailgating in the parking lot or parked on the couch,
sitting on your lucky bar stool at the bar, or standing in the fan section all game long,
the clean, crisp taste of Bud Light turns a win into a win-win.
And there's nothing easier to enjoy than that.
Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Whataburger, we believe in more. More obsession. More showing off.
The Bite Bulldog.
More hunger. Meet the More for Four menu. More kick, $4. More bacon bliss, $4. More Texas in your toast, $4. More smoky sweet, $4. Four icons, $4 each. Whataburger. Come one, come y'all.
Texting while driving can be worse than having a blood alcohol concentration above the legal limit. Taking your eyes off the road for 2 seconds can kill an innocent family or children. Don't text and drive.
Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. Don't drive while drowsy. A family and children could be in your path. I'm Brian Ramey at Double Out Injury Law Firm. We sue drivers who injure innocent families and children. When we sue you, fun's over. Total buzzkill. Call Double Out Injury Law Firm, 300-00-00.
Be part of a winning team that's making a difference in your community at Arthrex. From creating thousands of new jobs and significant campus expansions, to fostering educational partnerships and philanthropic contributions, Arthrex is proud to be growing and investing in Anderson County. Experience an exciting career with a company that's dedicated to healthcare technology innovation and making people's lives better. Check out available jobs at careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
Whether you're heading to the tailgate or driving around the neighborhood, take on football season in style with your EZ-GO golf cart. As a proud Clemson supporter, join R&R Golf Carts, a local EZ-GO authorized dealer, as they give away an EZ-GO factory-certified pre-owned golf cart at every home game. They are fully inspected and certified from the manufacturer and come with all new parts and a factory warranty. Seven chances to win? Visit rnrgolfcarts.com to enter. Built to perform, certified to last.
Need portable toilets for your construction sites or next event?
Call 864-238-8800.
Yes, Royal Flush Toilet Rental is your answer when it comes to emergency rentals, festivals, wedding, or backyard parties.
Call 864-238-8800.
Remember, if you're in upstate South Carolina, Royal Flush Toilet Rental is locally owned, dependable, and your local portable toilet company.
Call 864-238-8800.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Morning meetings got you down, and the files are stacking up on your desk? Head to the Ingles Salad Bar and join Clark and Pat on Out of Bounds. Live on The Roar, your upstate sports authority.
All right, we got a text with some, and I'm going to need to verify this because it so shocked me. A lot of people don't know this, but the largest 9/11 monument not in New York on the East Coast is in Walhalla, near the entrance to the old high school, current middle school.
I have never heard this.
I did not know that. That's pretty cool.
Wow.
I'll be looking that up.
Okay,
I don't know how I didn't know that.
No, I mean, not that our texters would ever give us false information, ever.
Not about that.
No.
I mean, that's a crazy thing to lie about.
That's interesting. I had no idea. Cool.
I love that. This weekend, a lot going on. You're going to Clemson. You're going to be wearing your purple, orange, or white, and you can't deal with plumbing issues. You just can't. You can't just let them linger, though, and so you need a plumber to do the job right. That's why you call One Time Plumber. It's a plumber whose name is his number. Clemson grads owned and operated. They're ready for game day too, man. They know you can't be spending game day trying to track down a plumber that can get to your house by Monday. That's when One Time Plumber can pick up the pieces for you. And we know that stress, a lot of stress there with any kind of burst pipe or a leak, a clog, a hot water issue. One Time Plumber's got your back on that. Call the plumber whose name is his number. These are great folks all across the upstate. One Tom Plumber.
It is indeed a fact. It is at 186 Razorback Lane in Walhalla. It's an outdoor memorial, and it has steel from the World Trade Centers. It has other artifacts there. In fact, Walhalla Fire Department, I'm guessing probably did it this morning, but at some point today was doing a remembrance service at that location. They built it on the 20th anniversary, so 5 years ago.
Very interesting.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I need to go see it. I mean, I go to Walhalla a fair amount, and I don't even know why I never noticed that. That's pretty cool. I love that.
It's probably something you've seen and didn't realize what it was because you don't expect it to be there.
That's great. Thank you, texters, for bringing this up. And other people are chiming in on it, saying it's true. I'll be checking this out. That's really neat. Let's go to Darren, who's up with us next as we begin to wrap up hour two. Hey, Darren.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing great. Hope you're doing well.
Yes, thank you so much. My 9/11 story, and then I'll give you a couple of predictions, was I was working in an outpatient physical therapy clinic in Abbeville, and we had the TV on, and we tuned it on, and the first tower had already been hit, but nobody knew what had happened or why. And then we were standing there watching it, and everybody was just kind of not exercising, watching the TV in disbelief whenever the second one hit. Then everybody knew something was up then.
Yeah, that's right. I do remember I remember being in the halls of Edwards Middle School, and people were talking about that a plane had hit a building in New York. And so when a plane hits a building, it's a story. But when two planes hit the same spot, that's when everything really changed. And so that's 100% correct.
And then I had the privilege of going up to Ground Zero with the memorial thing that they had built. With my daughter on her eighth grade field trip day or week, and that was something to remember. There, they had already built the new tower by then, but that was an incredible experience. It was tough. It was heavy. The atmosphere was heavy around that place.
Yeah, Ben, you talked about that it was. You talked about it being somber earlier in the show, but that I remember you telling me about the heaviness of that.
Without a doubt
around it.
But let me give you some predictions real quick. I got Clemson 38-17. I got South Carolina. I think they're going to hit 50 again this week. I got them 55-0, another shutout.
All right. Towson coming to town.
And then I got, I know, big deal, huh? But I got Air Force in a bit of an upset, 27-23 over North Dakota State. And I'd like to hear you talk about North Dakota State for a minute.
I got you. Hey, I'm locked and loaded, Darren. I appreciate the phone call. You know, I'm glad he brought up this North Dakota State Air Force game, Ben. Do you know the total in this game, which is essentially a service academy game? North Dakota State takes the air out of the ball. They don't give up a lot of points, low possessions. The total in this game is 47.5 with North Dakota State at elevation against Air Force. Two teams that gave up a combined 0 points last week. Now, they both faced FCS teams, but neither of these teams gave up a single point last week. Give me the under here, 47.5. I think Darren's right. I think Air Force has to look. If North Dakota State wins this game, they could win like 10 or 11 games. This is one of the few coin flips on their schedule based on the way they've been playing. I think Air Force might get the job done this week. So cue Reggie on that.
That's a pick. That's a pick.
Pick up, knocked down.
Give me the under. Give me the Fighting Falcons of Darren, a.k.a. the United States Air Force. Get it done over North Dakota State. All right, a couple things. We got some text during the break about Clemson. Texter says this from the 864. This is Cam and Anderson. Says, I'm more curious and anxious to see the creativity from Morris, like Ben said. My fear is he's running outdated plays and concepts that won't be fooling anyone and will have to just outplay the man across from us every time. Been a long time since we're able to scheme guys open regularly. I don't think last week there was a single chance to scheme anybody open. In fact, a couple times they did, the quarterback didn't see. Like the wheel route out of the backfield that Vezina just flat missed. It would have been a touchdown. He's seeing ghosts, running for his life, whatever you want to say. If you can't block some, you're not going to be able to scheme anything open. And I don't think Chad Morris did nearly enough to relieve the pressure on the pocket. From a schematic standpoint, a play calling standpoint, I don't think that happened. They tried to get out on the edge, and Chris Johnson hit the brakes and cut back. You know, they tried quick game, and it was snuffed out. They tried going downfield, they couldn't protect. So there's something to be said for that. You've got to somehow establish something, and you're gonna have more fertile soil today, I would say. Texture from the 864 or tomorrow. Says, taking my 9-year-old to her first Clemson game tomorrow, any public parking or do I need a parking pass? You know, great question. There's plenty of public parking, and you'll be able to shuttle or walk wherever you need to go. So that's your answer there. Plenty of public parking available. Somebody else asked, it was a Justin from New Jersey. Ask, what do we need to see from the team tomorrow to make us feel good about having a chance to be competitive in every game the rest of the season? Ben, I think that is impossible. I don't think there is a single thing you could possibly see tomorrow that makes you feel good about every game the rest of the season. I don't even think that's the battle.
Yeah, because it doesn't erase what happened last week.
Right. You're not. There's nothing you're going to be able to see. What you might see is like you just stabilize. You need to stop the bleeding and stabilize. And you do that by hitting some big plays in the run game, hitting some big plays in the pass game, forcing a couple turnovers on defense. Like, you need to make some things happen. Force the issue to Georgia Southern a little bit. Doesn't mean you have to play perfect, but you need to be able to come out of that saying, for example, when Clemson goes to Cal in 2 weeks, you might need to say it against North Carolina. When Clemson plays North Carolina next week, here are the things we're going to try to establish, and we know what that plan looks like because we just saw it work.
All right, if we come in here Monday and Clemson wins 45-3, what's going to be your take on that?
I think it depends how it looks. Mm-hmm. If it's 10-3 at half and they pull away late, I'm not going to feel as good. Okay. I think it needs to be like 28-3 at half, and maybe your backups didn't do as well.
If we come in here on Monday and it was 27-14, what's your take going to be?
Not good. Not good. You start, coin flip games become losses at 27-14. In my opinion. Now, some of it might be, you know, we're playing both quarterbacks, and then once we stuck with either Vezina or Reynolds, things started clicking. Maybe, there could be some extenuating circumstances like that where, like, okay, he leads a couple drives. That's great. You pull away, and then maybe you got the other guy in, and it didn't go as well. But at least you know who your quarterback is. Or, like, you know, they ran it for 220 yards and fumbled. You know, they put in a third-string running back, and he fumbled at the two. There could be some extenuating circumstances where you might glean some things. But I think in order to feel better about the season, as opposed to how we feel right now and just carrying that over 1 week, I think they need to flex. And it needs to feel like a flex, and it needs to feel like they told Georgia Southern what they were going to do and then did it. That's kind of how Walt's been talking about this game. I think there is a lower bar than that that Clemson has to clear first. And so that's kind of what I'm looking for is, like, can you string together enough quality plays against another team's first string? Can you establish something in your offense or defense or both? How's your kicking? You know, like, can you get a return out to midfield? Can you create field position for yourself? That sort of stuff. It's interesting. It's an interesting conversation. We'll talk about it more on the other side. We'll talk about these other games as well in the final hour of the show. Go back to the phones after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville.